Thank you for having me.
So tell us about why you've set up this Facebook group in relation to that intersection.
So after I heard about the incident where a couple of school children were hit, I decided to get quite active. Like everybody else in the community, I'd sort of been having conversations and doing things as an individual, but I decided it was time to have a coordinated approach. So I set up the group. What I'd like to do with the group, the overall objective, is to provide a place for the community to have their input on where the problems are, what the possible solutions could be, and then have a coordinated approach to deal with the authorities. So with the City of Greater Bendigo or with the Department of Transport or even with Jacinta Allen, so that we have a clear approach, we have people to, the single people to actually liaise with those authorities instead of everybody hitting them up individually.
And this is the same intersection too that they talk about for the KFC, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So the KFC has been a little bit controversial in the community. Personally, I've kept fairly quiet about that in particular. My concern as an individual is more around the safety of a number of roads in Epsom, not just that intersection. But I had been watching a lot of the Facebook activity, and there was a lot of people with comments and confusion around who controls the roads and who they can approach to get changes made. So what I'd like to do with the group is to have a more coordinated approach and to pull together some statistics that aren't already reported through emergency services, things like the near misses and the smaller incidents. We have, you know, top-to-toe sort of car accidents out the front of the school and things like that that don't necessarily get reported but I think are important statistics to see.
You say you're not too worried about the fast food outlet, but surely that's going to increase a problem that already exists in the location.
Yeah, look, it is. It is. I think from a personal perspective, I sort of thought that the authorities might take into consideration the dangerous intersection that they were putting that KFC on and have a look at the roads when they were doing the planning. The community feels that that hasn't happened appropriately enough. And although I started the group, I'm happy to hear concerns from everybody regarding the roads in Epsom and put forward their concerns to the authorities.
Have you managed to speak to the right people in any way? Have you made that link?
I haven't made the connection yet. I was hoping to have a face-to-face gathering with members of the group that wanted to come along so we could put a proper strategy in place. Remembering that I started the group off the cuff on Friday last week, and have been inundated with information since then. So before I actually do approach the authorities on an official level, I'd like to make sure I've got the information together properly.
And how can people find this? Is it on Facebook or do you have a website?
It's on Facebook at this stage. They can search for Epsom Road Improvements and ask to join the group and I'll let them in. We've got just under 370 followers at the moment who are all having their input and also keeping up with the information that we are receiving. So we're putting up any information that we're receiving from the school or from the authorities. We're putting it up there so that the community can see what correspondence we're receiving.
Yeah. Well, Kelly, People Power, love it. It's fantastic. And well done you for, you know, just actioning this and getting people behind you and getting that one voice talking to the right people. So good luck with it all. I don't think there's too many people that would disagree with the fact that it's a very bad intersection and one we could well do without extra fast food joints and it just needs a lot of improvement. So thanks very much for talking to us this morning on the show.
Thank you very much for giving me the time.